The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. Thank you for downloading, thank you for listening, and thank you for participating in our 5e adventures. Hey, you know what happened in between last week's episode and this week's episode? We learned about dual wielding. What the hell is dual wielding? And why is it awesome?
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, if you have a light weapon in one hand and make an attack with it, and you have a light weapon in your other hand, you can make another attack as a bonus action.
Oh, so let's see. Rodrigo, does your guy have a light weapon?
He does, but only one. So I need two light weapons to do it.
Randus.
Not Randus.
Hello.
Brian's not that awesome.
I have a light hammer, yes.
Just one. Matthew?
Define light. Because, I mean, by my standards, this massive stone hammer
No. I'll define light for you. It says light on the weapons table after the entry for that weapon.
I don't have a weapons table.
And Adriana.
Don't you have you throw around?
I have several weapons. And two of them are definitely short swords, which are classified as light weapons. And I'm going to be so awesome.
I think a light weapon has
half the
fat.
It's like Trell, but double Trell.
Double Trell.
So you have a Warhammer, Matthew?
Yep.
Yeah, it's not light, but it's versatile, which is that bonus that you've been applying with two weapons.
Right, the one hand, two hands.
Which is the one that you've been going back and forth on.
So cool. Is that the same hammer he's been throwing, or does he got a light hammer that he was throwing earlier?
I'm pretty certain he had a different weapon that he threw earlier.
So I have a hand axe.
Okay.
Which is a light weapon.
All this is using his hands.
Most of the time, although
weapons?
He does have a hand axe, which is a light weapon, and he has some throwing stars. Yeah, monk weapon,
But do your hands, are they light?
They are classified lethal weapons.
Oh my god.
Basically,
that guy.
His class ability basically gives him better than dual wielding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As it is.
Got you.
I think that for game purposes, your hands are not classified as weapons.
That's why all my bonus actions, I'm using unarmed attacks on those.
Because monks hits lots of things.
Yeah, they do. As evidenced in last episode, where Aldous took down a bunch of twigs. I knocked down a bunch of sticks, everybody. Woo. Hey, what's that thing coming out of the building?
All right, that is a dwarf.
Promised a thing.
Ew. Mm. Oh, it's a dwarf.
Hey. If it was the last dwarven druid I saw, then he was right. Okay, this small house that he's coming out of appears to be in better condition than the ruined and dilapidated structures nearby.
Didn't Altus say that when we came into town? Dilapidated?
Nope, you said light on the window.
Oh, okay.
You said smoke out the chimney.
All right.
Said the shack.
I didn't say anything about the least dilapidated.
Which one has the best looking doors?
I did not catch that.
Welcome mat.
Because it is much more difficult for me to hear the people who are not here.
What?
It's okay. It's not.
I apologize.
All right.
This small house appears to be in better condition than the ruined and dilapidated structures nearby. The doors are reinforced with heavy iron bands.
Damn it! I hate 5th edition!
I really apologize for that one, Matthew. I am sorry.
It's all right.
Thick shutters protect the windows.
You've all been in your shoes, man. It's not
okay,
easy.
It's not your fault.
After we went and killed all of his plant pets.
No. Rydoth is gaunt. Is a gaunt, white-bearded human.
What? That's human. You lied to me.
Man! What is happening?
He just grew!
Druid's hat can shapeshift.
The universe is changing around me! Help me!
Why did I think he was a dwarf?
Racist.
He can be a dwarf.
Wait, maybe he's just like a short human.
No.
Maybe he's just a tall dwarf.
Okay. Now, see, if you're like, well, let's just make him a dwarf, then, like, later on, Rob's going to read down and he's like, for this part, it's very important that this character is human. You could not possibly have foreseen this.
Maybe he was only half dwarf, but then there were two of him.
How he's glad that he's a human and not a dwarf.
Yes.
I hate this game.
Oh, you're having
this
fun.
This is the game's
okay,
fault.
Let's find out with this person of
dubious race.
Yes.
Species.
What does this Guman have to say to us?
Guman.
He steps out, kind of looks around at you, and quickly gestures you inside.
Blow out my orb.
And we go.
Okay. Once you're inside,
he throws us in a pot and eats us for stew.
Yep, game over.
Oh, good.
No, you aren't that lucky.
We're all struck on the back of the skull and left for dead.
We all wake up in a bathtub with one less kidney.
No, we run down to the basement of parchment and see Mike standing in the corner.
Call a cleric.
Get the heat to the cleric.
I want to use a healer, right?
The Blair Druid Project.
So, he invites you inside.
Okay. We're just going into this stranger's house, okay.
Yep, I needed to help.
He's gaunt and hermity and looks like he's probably a druid.
Hermity, come on here.
Are you just thinking about John now?
No. I'm really thinking about voicing this guy's
oh,
so I'm a terrible, terrible human being.
Hi-ho.
Hi-ho.
Don't do it, because again, it's going to give you something to read, and it's going to be like super dramatic.
Yes, it says in the book. This next part you must read as dramatically as possible.
Oh, hello. It's not easy being green.
A lot of people were killed. Yeah, you know, I'm the only one left.
No! Wait, this Herman is Bobcat Goldthwait?
See, that would actually kind of fit, though. A little bit. Not much.
Okay, we really need to stop telling jokes or we'll kill Steven.
Nah, it's just I think my meds are wearing off.
Rydoth invites you inside. Kind of looks around at you guys once you're inside. Nods and says, well done. Turns to a small fire. A small contained fire in the corner and puts a pot of water on.
Did you make the sign?
Which sign?
The sign that said...
Beware plant zombies.
Yes. Something like that.
Yes. Why didn't you heed the sign?
Oh, we need directions to Cragmaw Castle.
It's in the woods.
We were told you knew the way.
I do.
Can you take us there?
I can't take you there.
Why not? We just defeated all those monsters for you.
Do you want me to take you there?
Yes.
I would appreciate it.
Go clear out the tower.
What tower?
You saw the tower.
We did. Listen, we don't know a lot of things.
Do you want me to take you to the castle?
Well, you got
to
tell us what's in the tower.
Go clear out the tower.
How about we clear out the tower after you've taken us to the castle?
I can't leave the town.
Why not?
Because I need to keep everything here at bay.
What's in the castle?
Goblins.
What's How in many the tower? Goblins?
Monsters? Zombies?
How many?
Why are they just in
know.
The tower? Wait.
You don't know much, do you?
Wait. So you want us to get rid of the zombies that are in the tower?
The tower seems to be where everything's coming from. Everything's
just burn
originated
it down,
there.
Dude. Just light a match, chuck it in there.
The stone tower.
I'm sorry, but you can put some leaves in there. I know a lot about making fires, okay?
Okay, go ahead and burn down the tower then.
If you were to estimate how many zombies were in the tower...
They continually come out of there. It seems to be, I don't know, possibly a spawning point. And, you know.
Kill 25 of them, wait 5 seconds, they all respawn.
Yeah, they all respawn.
Oh, look, Adriana, here's your farm. here's where we can grind.
They seem to originate there. There's something in the top of the tower that I'm not sure.
On something in the top of the tower?
Yeah, that seems to be causing the issue.
What would help is if we burnt the tower out.
You're going to try and burn the tower out?
Do we have any way to knock the tower down?
Yes. I don't know that that's going to work. Besides...
Can't you just take the bottom rock out of the tower?
Have it tumble to the ground. This is a good plan. I'm liking this
plan. Veska doesn't know anything about architecture.
I can try to see if that would seem feasible.
So let me get this straight. We clear the tower of zombies. We find out what's causing them to spawn up at the top of the tower. You're going to take us to the castle.
Clear the tower and I'll take you to the castle.
What? Can't he just, draw some map or something?
You're not
going
to ask us
to
go run off and kill some wild boar for you or anything like that?
Clear the tower and I'll take you to the castle.
Right. Okay. Wait, why do we need him to take us to the castle? Can't he just make us, a little map?
We don't want to wander through the woods.
Little map.
Excuse us for a moment, sir.
Team Huddle, come here.
Okay, I'll huddle.
Muddle. What if we just kill this guy?
I don't think that would accomplish anything.
What if we threaten to kill this guy?
I don't know.
Okay.
I should only do that in serious times.
I know where you're going with this, but here's the thing. Let's follow this through. We threaten the guy. We force him to take us to the tower. He takes us into the forest, and he's a druid.
Yep.
That's the point.
He'll just turn into a dwarf and then really freak us out.
Or
suddenly.
Dwarf tree. What if we just go kill
the
zombies?
That's just an abomination.
Because that takes a lot of time. I'm just saying,
how about
if it's contained inside a little building, and I feel like we should just zombies. Break the building on him.
He did put the water on, so that's nice. So here's why I think that we should probably go into that tower.
Yes.
There is something up there that is causing bad magical things to happen. If we can turn that off, we can probably cash it in for something.
Agreed.
Who's going to want to buy that? Where would you even take it?
Oh, I'm sure there are plenty of people who are going to want to buy something like that. Or
but where are you
going
to take it? There's
if it brings back the dead, when one of us dies, we can use it to bring us back.
As a mindless zombie.
Don't mess around with that stuff. You die, you stay dead.
Well, if you won't let me threaten to kill him, I say we kill zombies.
I say we see if he'll feed us first.
Oh, yeah. I think we should definitely rest here.
To the zombie.
I'm just saying, I think it'd be easier to just get a map or something.
That's valid. Hey, what if we just paid you to make us a map?
How much are you willing to pay?
Two coppers.
Just kind of stares at you.
Three coppers?
Did Malagog actually say 10 gold?
Yep.
Sold.
I give him 10 gold.
How do we know that the map he's going to draw is going to be the right map?
How do we know anything, man?
We don't know that we're not going to clear that zombie tower and it's not going to be anything. We came here on the high recommendation of Bork. And he seemed pretty straightforward.
Alderleaf.
I thought his name was something else.
Okay. So we're just going to forget the tower?
Sure hope those zombies don't come after us.
We couldn't... I don't know.
Well, if they do, we'll kill them then.
I'm just saying, I think there's a better way to take care of a tower full of things than to go inside that tower full of things.
Maybe.
They're already in a tower.
Okay, well, hang on. Who wants to go the map route?
I do.
Veska raises her hand.
Okay. Who would prefer to clear out the Tower of Zombies?
Zombie killing is fun. I vote that.
Map would probably get us quicker to my clanmate.
All right. Looks like it's 3-2. Two-ish. I'll take out a...
And break.
I'll take out 2 gold and hand it to Malagog.
I'll pay the crazy dwarf man.
Veska gives over 2 gold, too. Yeah, just, but not in any kind of
Aldous
mass
gives
sense,
over 3 copper.
Just because the tiefling was doing it.
Alright.
So, I assume you wanted to rest here based on your conversation?
I'm already like lying down on the corner. Like,
yes.
Making myself comfortable.
All right, who wants to cook while I make you a map?
Totally huddled up,
I will
totally
take care of that.
All right.
Awesome.
He'll sit down at a makeshift desk, which is mostly just a rock that's relatively smooth.
Okay. I start looking around for some carrots. You got carrots?
He kind of points carrots. Over to the corner, or over next to the fire. There's vegetables.
Ah, okay. Some carrots.
Vegetables.
Potatoes.
Question mark?
Do we have any of that venison left from earlier?
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Sure.
Throw in some venison. Celery?
Vegetables?
Seasoning. Salt, pepper.
Just draws.
Rummage around, find some salt. Sprinkle it on top. Stir it.
Rummage around someone's backpack?
Rummage around is... Space where he kind of
wanted
to find stuff.
Any, like, I mean, unless we are, like, pretty tied to exactly what it says here on our list, it's really reasonable for us to have some salt, especially if we were thinking,
I got brewer supplies. There's
if we were thinking of hunting somewhere along the way.
Yep.
You have brewer supplies?
Yeah, I'm that's got to have some.
I'm certain salt is in there.
Yeah. So, you know.
Yes.
And before
some
you know
seasoning
it,
at the very least.
Stew is served.
I'm pretty sure a druid in his house full of like
barley in there.
You just like shake their fish. Beards and salt just comes falling out.
Gross. That's not salt.
No.
Protein.
No.
Druid stew.
Yum.
No, gross.
Guys, come on. People are eating.
Theoretically.
That's their mistake.
By definition.
Hello, future sick people.
Everybody gets a bowl of stew.
All right.
I'll play something while
I have my moments.
While he cooks.
Are you give us rendition or just playing?
It's just kind of like a... It's just like a progression with like basically of arpeggios. Ah. It's nothing to...
Nothing too
complicated. Okay. It's just something to listen to. I probably can, like, my character just is the sort of thing that he does without thinking. Mm-hmm. Like, he's actually probably looking over at
the bubbling pot.
No, he's looking at Drenner's spellbook, trying to figure out Thunder Wave again.
No. No, that's a Dwarven rune. That's not now. That's
okay, I get it.
That's his name.
All right. While you play, the Rydoth will actually toss a gold to you. One of the 10 that Malagog gave him earlier.
I catch it. Thank you very much. Any requests?
Melodies from your homeland.
Oh. It gets into a minor key.
Do you know a love song called I Can't Get Over You, so you'll have to blow out the candles?
I don't think I know that one.
It's an orcish song, I believe.
Oh, you'll have to teach it to me.
She took my heart, so I hit her in the face. It's a lovely courting ritual.
How many hearts do orcs have?
Just the three.
I don't know. How many kills have they had recently?
All right, so I assume you all want to stay here for the night?
Yep, that would be great if you would allow us.
What is this dude's name? Did we catch his name?
Rydoth.
His name is Rydon?
His name is Rydoth.
Oh my god. Okay.
Rydoth. Go ahead and before it's time to go to bed, he'll do a lap around the shack, house, and make sure all the potential entrances are tight.
Boarded.
Okay. Boarded. Look around at you and kind of look at Malagog. Go up against that door. There's two doors in the building. Gestures to the one that you guys didn't come into.
Mm-hmm.
And then leans his back up against the one you guys came into and drops to the floor.
Okay.
So he's implying that I should do the same on the other door.
Yes. Yep.
I'll do that.
Okay, so how many hit points do I heal for sleeping?
All of them.
Yay. Do you have to roll a dice or you just get them?
Nope, you just get them.
And you get one hit die back.
You have to roll the dice until you get all of them.
Yes.
<Okay. laughs> So, hey, what you're saying is if I'm badly wounded and I take a nap and I sleep for 8 hours, I'm back to full health?
Yep.
Yeah.
But not your reserves.
My auxiliary power is still empty?
Yes. Okay.
I got one key power back. Or Kai power.
Key.
You really think that you would have done that backwards?
I'm sure that came up in playtesting. They were like, this isn't complicated enough.
Over the course of the night, those who are slightly more perceptive. So anybody who's got a positive wisdom score.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we don't have any of those.
I got a positive wisdom score.
If you're going...
I'm sleeping. It's nighttime. It's time to nap.
Moans and scrapes from outside.
What's that? Did you guys hear that?
Probably just the zombies.
Yeah.
Come to eat your brains.
Zombies.
The occasional growl.
Oh, what was that?
Loud growl.
Don't. What was that? Did you hear that?
Just, I wouldn't worry about anything unless you hear something break.
I don't know, man.
This dude's been here a while.
I'm pretty sure that's just Malagog.
Ugh, well, I think I'd rather be out there with the zombies.
Too mean.
Go to sleep.
I'm gonna try.
Sleep, you little human head.
Toss and turn. I think I forgot a key ingredient in that stew. My tummy kind of rumbles.
Oh!
I forgot or added.
Yeah. You forgot you were squash intolerant.
Yes.
Squash.
Now I'm hungry.
Roll for digestive distress.
Oh.
Hope you don't crit.
All right. Night is mostly uneventful. Other than, you know, moans, groans, thumps, growls.
That's not if you pick her, she'll roll over.
All right. Weird how we didn't hear anything all night.
Mm-hmm. No. There was something out there, definitely.
Oh, was there?
Yes.
I didn't hear it.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. So we're ready to head out.
I suppose. Let's see this map. It's a map that leads you right to the tower.
Yeah, it goes to the town.
Got a cartoon of the guy giving you.
Yeah, it's got a little asterisk. See the back, you flip it to the back, and it's just a map of the inside of the tower. A
little chibi version of the dwarf drawn in there flipping you off. Is that?
Yes. Yeah.
It's just a picture of a big middle finger, and all the doors are open.
Yes. Now he gives you a. The map's a fairly succinct portion of the forest, of the southern portion of the forest. Yeah, the southern portion of the forest. He has an arrow drawn to the north that says Thunder Tree. This way along the edge of the forest, and the edge is as far west on the map as it can go. And it's got Cragmaw Castle basically towards the eastern end of that map.
Have you seen goblins passing through here?
Goblins? No, nothing. Not many things come through Thunder Tree. However, in the few times that I can actually manage to get outside of the city, I have seen them on occasion. But the Cragmaw are really active in this area, so nothing out of the ordinary.
I see.
All right. So we're probably going to head out soon, but if you ever make it to Phandalin, right?
Yeah. Phandalin.
Right. If you ever make it out to Phandalin and you want to put some money into tower clearing, we would probably be up for that. We're just kind of in a under a deadline here.
Got to save our friend.
I understand. All right. There's other rewards to that than just money.
Oh, sure. We can definitely talk payment.
Yeah, like what kind of rewards are we talking about?
Like seriously? Seriously? We'll just talk about it later.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Do we need to, like, kick the door down and go out fighting, or do you think we've...
Actually, that would probably be a bad plan.
Oh, okay.
You saw how quickly those things rose when you yelled yesterday.
Oh, was that what happened?
Just kind of looks at the other people in the party.
How come, like, plants can hear you?
There's some bad magic that happened when Mount Hadanau went off.
That allows plants to hear. Okay, so we should be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll keep the plants from bothering us.
Maybe you could play some soothing music.
Yeah.
No, shush.
Sneak. Classic.
All right. So, it'll be a day. Like, you can go south for a day before you need to enter the woods.
Mm, sounds good, I suppose.
And the woods
we're
will be
basically backtracking where we.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, and we basically figured that was going to happen.
The map shows the castle on the western edge of the woods, right?
No, on the western edge of the section of the map.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's actually kind of in the center of the woods, isn't it?
Yeah. The well, it's
there's like two chunks of the woods, like separated by a river, and it's in the central portion of the southern chunk,
yeah,
right?
Basically, you get a map between the two paperclips. All right. So you guys all got that?
Yep. Yes.
Got it.
You didn't see anything else on this map that I showed you.
Oh, God. We weren't paying attention.
Don't worry about that.
Is it going to matter?
I don't know. Maybe.
You don't know. And nobody does, because apparently this is also the first time Rob's read this thing.
I think this is also like the first time anyone's actually
the
thought
second
about
question is, are we screwing
story?
Ourselves by jumping over a good portion of the adventure again? By
I have no idea.
I don't know either. I didn't
I
read ahead.
No
Everybody
idea.
Everybody chastised me when I suggested it.
Yeah, don't.
Because this time, no.
Okay.
Well, originally, we had the option of going straight to the castle, so presumably, we may have actually just gotten ourselves back on track.
Yes.
And not fought a tower full of, like, level 6 zombies.
Yeah.
Yep. See? There you go. Good job, whoever suggested a map.
Day and a half journey?
day and a half. Well, it's a day to get to where you want to enter the forest. And then probably another day to get to the castle.
Keep looking over my shoulder to make sure the zombies aren't following us.
You scared of zombies, man?
Man, that was pretty scary last night. I don't know if any of you heard that.
Not a lot of zombies out at sea.
No. Pretty harpies. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, mermaids.
Mm-hmm. Sirens.
Sirens.
Mm-hmm.
No zombies.
Krakens.
Krakens, an occasional kraken.
Mm-hmm.
Every now and the, again. The graceful sea cow.
Right.
But no zombies.
The dugong.
Yes. Mergoats.
Yes. And sometimes the mermans.
Mm-hmm.
Mermans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The top half are fish.
Right. Gross.
Yeah.
Cat.
Let's see if something attacks you.
Ah.
Remember, no. You can't do it out of spite.
Well, I could. He's the dungeon master.
Oh, really?
You can't.
I can't, no, you can't, huh?
Oh.
No.
I think you said the wrong thing.
Oh. You need to clean this up.
Wow. Yeah, I'll need to clean this up.
Grudge monsters.
All right. So set up a marching order.
I'm in the
back. Dwarf in the middle.
I'll go first.
And then
I'll go second.
Shove you guys to one edge of the map, which will be the east edge of the forest. Because there, and there. Are wolves.
What? Wolves.
That's what I rolled.
Are those my friends?
There's three of them.
None of them have chains.
See if they eat your liver.
Let's just hang out with them.
Oh, they're charging at you to attack.
Oh, ravenous, angry.
These are the spite wolves.
Spite wolves. I love it. Paid $7.62 in your player's hand guide.
Are they literally called spite wolves?
No.
They should be.
This is part of the open gaming license where we're allowed to be creative.
Is that how that works?
Yep.
It is now.
Apparently.
I don't know if that's really the case, actually.
Initiatives from everybody.
Yay! Oh, son of a... Rob.
I'm sorry, Matthew.
When I roll a 1 and I have a negative 1, does that make it into a 0?
Wow.
Yes,
that does turn into a 0.
Now, can I go back to the top of the initiative pile?
On round 2, you're at the top of the initiative.
That's right. We'll just say that. We will just say, second turn, Matthew goes first.
All right.
But he doesn't go in the first round. Is.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
Aldous.
23. I'm sorry, 22.
Show off.
Drenar.
4.
Wow. Ooh.
Matt Neron, is like, show
5.
Off.
Oh, show off.
Show off.
Veska.
17.
Malagog.
0. My initiative is 0.
That is amazing.
Okay. I hate 5th edition.
Whee! I now love it.
You don't even want to be here for this.
You know, if we were playing Exalted, 0 is actually the best initiative you can have.
Is it really?
True.
Yep.
Why?
Because it's a tick-based system.
Because the person with the best initiative goes first, and then everybody subtracts from that. So it's like if you were 3 ticks away from, like if somebody gets a 15, they go at 0.
Oh, okay.
Assuming they have the highest. And then if somebody gets like a 12, they go 2 ticks after.
Once upon a time in the faraway kingdom of Neverwinter.
Neverwinter.
I'll tell you something.
A wandering band got attacked by wolves, but Aldous was on his toes.
So I'm going to move up 2 spaces.
Okay.
Hatchet
two spaces.
Hatchet undercut to the face for a 23.
Yep.
8.
Okay.
That's 8 damage.
And now an unarmed attack to his face with my other hand. 12.
No.
Okay.
Ow.
Done.
Aww.
All right. Wolf 1.
Wolf 1.
Move it 2 spaces this way. There you go. And it's going to try and bite the Veska.
Stop, wolf. What you gonna do?
It's going to bite.
Bring it.
That one.
Go, puppy.
Spite wolves.
Vesca.
Yeah. She is going to do some awesome dual wielding on this wolf.
Okay.
First attack with a short sword on this thing's mouth. Oh, crap. That's not good.
That good, huh?
Seven.
No, that's...
That's a miss.
It's a negative, okay. Goodness.
But, she's going to attack with her left hand this time.
Mm.
With her other short sword.
Okay.
Ah, lots better. That's 23.
That hits. Give me damage.
What? 1 damage.
Awesome.
Done? Yeah, that's all I can do.
Move to... Nope, have him adjacent to everybody. But because of pack tactics, he is going to attack Vesca. Wolf has advantage on an attack roll against a creature if at least one of the wolf's allies within 5 feet of the creature and the ally is incapacitated.
What?
Nom, 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 nom. But the ally's not incapacitated.
Right.
Oh, okay.
If it isn't incapacitated. Oh, okay. Sorry.
This is how we should all be working together. Like, yeah, well. Wolves that I'm going to kill.
Does a 18 hit?
Yeah.
All right. These things have reach.
Oh.
Why do these things have reach?
Why do wolves have reach?
They're snouty.
I think it's more for lunginess, but...
Doesn't make any sense.
All right. So that hits, right?
Yes.
Yes, it hits.
I need a strength save.
Ooh.
That's not good.
Me?
Yeah.
Why would you unleash the spite wolves on us, Rob?
Out of spite. Because of
me.
Of course.
Because he hates me.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
You're the one who said I couldn't do something.
I thought Rob was going to run this game with logic instead of hate.
You met Rob? Really don't know Rob.
See, here's the thing. When you take on the mantle of Dungeon Master, you get like 3 more things. Like, it's not just like, as a player, it's like, oh, this person's creative, or this person's logical, or this person's mathy. When you're a dungeon master, you also take on, like, a couple more aspects, like evil, or,
spiteful.
There you go.
Or hungry.
Or, like,
that's
or
my hungry. Usual state. What are
or
you talking
manic.
About?
Manic. I've played with dungeon masters who can't sit down,
or
for example.
Mayonnaise.
You told me to make a strength check.
Yep.
I rolled a 20.
Yay. Okay.
You don't fall down.
So in your wolf face.
No, you are in the wolf's face right now.
Yeah,
literally.
I know.
It has a hold of your leg.
Come on, no.
That is the worst. Don't do that.
8 piercing damage.
Yowch.
How can he be piercing me? He doesn't have an arrow.
Teeth are pointy.
That's
makes sense.
It would be great though if it was like bludgeoning damage, because these are like vegetarian wolves, but they are attacking us out of spite.
Yes. Vegetables.
All right. So he's moved.
No wolf.
And
how
it
come
is...
other wolves didn't tell you how awesome I was to you?
No wolf man.
Wolf 3's turn. Wolf 3 is attacking the Aldous.
Ah.
You're on. Go away, yellow die. I don't like you anymore.
Yellow die.
I'm assuming in 6 misses.
Oh, yeah.
All right. After Wolf 3, it is Neron.
Hey. I am going to use Healing Word on Vesca.
Does that count as a ranged attack?
Well, it's got range.
I guess you would have disadvantage on this.
Oh, because there's a guy next to me?
Yeah, I think that's how...
Just move around here?
Say what?
Just move around here.
or move around here.
Well, it's a ranged thing anyway. Either way,
yeah, I can't move away from those guys without like disengaging.
You can move around here.
Could use
cure wounds instead of healing word, which is better, isn't it?
Yes.
So yeah,
but also healing word is like a bonus action, I want to say.
Yeah, the one that's not better is a bonus action and not a standard action.
I mean, it's weird because it's healing word is a bonus action, but it heals less.
Yeah.
Cure wounds is a standard action and has no range and it heals more.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'd say the fact that it's at range like kind of balances it out. Mm. But anyway. Wait. I would have disadvantage.
I'm double checking that one.
Okay. Because I'm rolling the die, but you don't have disadvantage on non-D20s, right?
Right. Ranged attacks in close combat. Naming a ranged attack is more difficult when a foe is next to you. When you make a ranged attack with a weapon or a spell or some other means, you have disadvantage on the attack roll if you're within 5 feet of a hostile creature.
It's not an attack roll. All right.
So once again, we'll do healing word on Veska. You heal 5 damage.
Thanks.
And then I will, like, basically make a circle like I did before when I was shouting with my hands. But I will get right up to the wolf that's next to me, and I'll make, I'll go, ooh.
Ow.
Yep. And confuse it dually, once by being very loud, and twice by actually possibly making something that means something in wolf.
Or in manatee.
Or in the noble sea cow's language.
Yes.
So 2 is going to grant some advantage.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's my turn.
All right.
Thanks.
And that is 1 first level spell that I've used. Ding.
Right. So Drenar.
2 I could get advantage on, eh? He's not wearing any kind of metal armor.
No, you know what?
If I find anything that has metal armor, taking it off. Just to spite you now.
Yep, there you go.
Why?
Because he's asked that about...
that gave me this power.
Yeah, don't be so mean.
But you don't need to ask about everything that wouldn't make sense to have metal on it.
Maybe they're the game man by night,
werewolf by day.
What are you trying to do here, Brian? Yeah.
I'm going to do a shocking grasp at pawn number 2.
Okay.
He's trying to be the best Brian he can be for you, Rob.
It's true.
Yeah, you don't even appreciate it. Better.
In his shoes, you 21. Do the same thing.
What is your thing called?
Shocking grasp.
Oh, he's grabbing the thing. Yeah, that hits.
So I touch my orb to him, and a little bolt of electricity zaps it.
Wow. Ooh.
For 8 damage.
Good job.
Woo.
That must be really weird, because like a wolf doesn't
know
what
it can't
take
reactions until the start of its next turn.
Okay.
So no attacks of opportunities.
Right.
Why are these wolves attacking us?
They're
Rob,
spite wolves.
Your spite.
They're hungry?
Oh, they just look hungry?
They're hungry like the wolves.
Like, these are wild wolves.
It does. I mean, it does.
No, but wild wolves don't attack people. No,
well, here's the thing, though. We know that, A, the goblins keep wolves and mistreat wolves.
Yep.
And second, there's apparently a ton of goblins in this woods, which means that the wolves are probably hungry. Like, the goblins.
I think there would have to be for them to be able to catch wolves.
No, absolutely. Right? Yeah.
They probably get eaten by the droves just capturing them.
Yep.
This is sad.
Top of the round. Malagon.
Yeah.
Wait. I don't like that.
You're so slow. You're fast.
You're going first.
Good job.
In round 2.
All right. Where am I? Who am I? What am I doing?
Okay.
Number 2 is right there in my face.
Yep.
Yep. He is.
And he's giving me combat advantage.
Not anymore.
I stole that.
Yep. The dwarf ate it.
Damn you.
I think you waddled over there just fine.
Well, I'm still going to hit him with my mighty two-handed hammer of two-handed hammerness.
Okay. Hammer
an
away.
Attack that we call Wolf Hammer, Attorney at Law.
That sounds pleasing.
6 versus AC.
Wow. Was that a nat 1?
Maybe.
I'm pretty certain you have a +5 to your attack.
Maybe. Yeah, it's a 1 I missed.
I'm sorry.
I hate this game!
I did not mean for him to be this different from Torque.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, you're having fun.
We have rested, though.
We have rested.
I could theoretically use my action surge.
You could theoretically use your action surge.
Hang on, let me change out a 20 here. I'm going to utilize my action surge.
2 5s and a 1.
Let me go out and come back in again. Damn it.
Is that the other side of the die, finally?
Yeah, that's the other side of the die. Damn it. So, I have never critted.
That's okay.
Roll twice.
Roll game. Twice.
Roll what twice?
Your damage die.
And okay. Then add the plus however much.
But you only added once.
Yes.
It says I get an extra damage die.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's an orc, so he's actually rolling 3.
Ooh.
Ooh.
So I'm rolling 3d10?
Yes.
Yes.
4, 30 damage.
Wow. That's a wolf skull that's been crushed.
I'm tired.
So tired of the crappy.
So actually, you know what? I just want to roll something in the middle. A nice 14 or a 9, something.
I don't think you're allowed.
I'm rolling all like 2s and 3s and 1s and...
All this.
Actually, Malagog does get a chance to move unhindered at this point.
Where am I going to move to?
Yeah, you can move over here.
You can move over here, or you can move over to where Aldous is. That's where the remaining enemies are.
Aldous has kind of been our MVP. And the one... Is he still hanging on Vesca, or did he just bite her?
He just bit her.
I'm going to head over to where he is.
Boop, 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 boop.
Yeah. Can I, like, flank or anything?
You can move around him. It won't get you...
That doesn't happen anymore.
No, nope. Yeah, flanking's not a thing anymore because combat advantage is kind of a huge benefit.
Unless you got pack tactics.
Oh, like these guys.
Yes. So, you know, if you become a high-level barbarian, sure.
Okay.
Can we become wolves and have pack tactics?
If you become a high-level barbarian, you can get Totem of the Wolf.
Well, if you become a druid, you can actually become a wolf. Yeah. So, yes. Actually, you can.
Sweet.
Now, I don't know how that... I don't know how that affects your...
Just for one day?
I don't know how that's going to affect your... whether you get those wolves' abilities or not, but you can turn into wolves.
Cool. I become a wolf, and then I get the ability to howl at the moon.
Bark at the moon.
Hang out a lot. I don't know what wolves do in general.
Scratch themselves.
If anime is any indication, turn into handsome boys.
Yes.
Let a princess ride around on your back.
No, wait, I don't want that. That would be weird.
Axe to the face.
Spend an entire disc on clip episodes.
14?
That hits, I think. Yeah, that
for
hits.
9 damage.
He's dead.
And let's see if I can do this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And unarmed attack to the face. 15?
Hits.
6?
Had
1 damage already.
Deaded. Oh, he only had the 1. Yeah, he was the one with the 1. I should be writing stuff down.
Well, I don't think Torque hit him. Or,
no, Torque didn't hit him. Yeah, that was the one with the 1. I mixed up 1 and 2.
All right.
These guys are the only guys that kind of don't drop to 1 hit for the most part.
Oh, okay. God. How are you doing this without...
He actually totally does that. I've seen him do it, and I've seen him... Like, we've played with jerks who, like, sit there and, like, double-check him, and Rob's actually... Totally on top of it. It's as far as I'm concerned, it's literally a superpower.
Yeah.
The calculator.
Yeah,
he's actually a villain.
He can keep track of like five different monsters' HP totals in his own head.
Oh my god.
Nice. One did not like getting punched.
All right, that's fine.
He's going to bite you.
That's fine.
9.
No, sorry, dog.
Okay. Vesca!
That's me.
Kill him with your double scimitars.
Short swords.
Sorry.
Everything with a blade is a scimitar. So.
Long knives.
All right, she's going to...
So does he have short swords?
Yes.
Who wears like short swords?
She's going to try and smash this thing in the face with a short sword. 15.
Hits.
Yep. Awesome.
Or as Kevin Hart calls them, swords.
Oh my god, why do I keep rolling ones?
I've been asking myself that.
That's 4 damage.
Dead, right?
No.
One away.
Got to be one away.
You do get your second bonus attack.
I can roll another attack.
Yep.
Yes. Make it happen.
It better be dead before it gets another action.
20.
Yes.
Okay, it's dead.
Yay. Goodbye, spite wolves.
I'm going to loot the bodies, see if they have anything.
Oh, there you go. Maybe they have some chainmail on them.
Wolf wallets.
Well,
they don't. Ring chainmail.
We had this discussion.
Honestly, we can probably sell the pelts.
Probably. Just want to skin them.
Since we were getting relatively close to a rest anyway.
Yeah. A couple more hours before you would normally have wanted to, but this isn't
camp here.
So far off that...
Yeah. Yeah, let's camp here and see if anybody wants to skin these wolves and... We can actually cash in the pelts later.
Make a nice wolf stew.
I'll be happy to skin the wolf.
A wolf scarf. But by wolf scarf is just like taking the carcass and putting it around your shoulders. And not skinning it at all.
Not even tanning. Yeah. Okay. Not the entire carcass.
Just put the whole carcass around.
Oh. That's a little different.
Wolf scarf. It's so versatile.
Could be a brooch.
You can wear it up.
Yes. Goes with anything.
Over one shoulder, over one.
Yes.
So who's proficient at skinning?
That would probably be a survival roll.
Yeah, not me.
I guess. Probably the ranger.
Probably.
It's me!
Do you have survival?
Oh, yeah.
Are you good at it?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you sure that wouldn't fall under animal handling?
Yes.
Which I also have.
What is she doing? Handling an animal.
And the manner of speaking.
She's handling a carcass.
Of an animal.
Of a monster.
5 more spite wolves jump out of the forest.
Yeah, what
well,
if
the god
have...
gets dragged off into the woods.
Never heard from again.
Okay, 2 characters in a row. Wow, Matthew.
Too soon!
Not too soon enough.
Am I rolling something?
Survival, yes. You're going to whisper a happy song?
No, actually, I'm just going to like hold her knives for her and stuff and give her advantage on it. I think.
Yeah, I guess the help action, yeah.
Yep.
Sweet. Nice. You said survival? That's 23.
Nice.
You will have 3 wolf pelts worth X amount of dollars.
Dollars.
That's weird.
It doesn't even convert to gold.
Yes. In Canadian dollars.
You will have 3 wolf pelts for a total of 10 gold.
For 10 loonies. Wow.
So we just earned back our money to buy the map.
All right. How about Adriana keep track of that?
Okay.
That's her goal. I make some sausages.
Wolf sausage? No, so, you should make chili.
Okay.
Wolf chili.
Wolf chili and sausages.
Hmm?
Wolf brand chili.
Mm-mm. Yeah, no, sorry. Over my head. No.
Must be an Oklahoma thing.
No. It's at our Walmart.
Is it now?
It's a thing.
Yes.
I think the only people that know about that are people who actually put it on the shelves.
Chili enthusiasts.
Chili enthusiasts.
Only Walmart workers, chili enthusiasts, and wolves.
And little pigs.
And Brian is all 2.5 of those.
Oh. And fat guys. Don't forget fat guys.
But only a whole one of one of those.
Right.
I knew what you were talking about, Brian, but I chose to no sell because, well, we're in opposite land.
All right, so watches.
I'll take first watch.
Chili.
Okay, I'll take last watch.
I got a rock.
In the middle of the night.
I sleep by the fire.
So who's got watch two?
It's warm.
I do. That would be Malagog, I think.
Okay. What watch are you joining?
I guess I'll do the first one since I actually haven't done a watch with Vesca so far.
Okay, so perceptions from the two of you.
That 20.
Vesca used all her power to make wolves.
Yeah.
7.
Well, Captain Perception over here is going to see the things that are going to come out and attack you.
I rolled a 20, which means I got a 20.
Ooh.
Damn it!
Yeah. So, set up camp, guys.
There's some fire and some sleeping guys.
Where's that turtle thing that's supposed to be in the middle?
That was just
a little bed.
Do a little dance.
Don't use
draw
red.
Draw little beds for us. That's all I care
fire
about.
Fire is me. Red.
Okay, ask Rodrigo if you can use red.
I'd rather we didn't.
Actually have a campfire in the middle of the night.
Yeah, you do.
For warmth.
How do you think you keep the...
Well, and we did cook stuff, so...
How do you think you keep the...
Also, keep in mind that this is the edge of the forest.
The spite wolves and the spite spiders and the spite gnolls away from you. Spite goblins.
Bed.
Spite goblins, fire. Don't forget them.
Spite goblins.
Fire.
Is there anything else we need?
I'd like a pillow.
Like I just want all of you to sleep on little beds. Is that so wrong?
Do you want beds on there?
Yes.
Don't. Because my markers will eventually run out. So if we...
Oh,
what?
No. If you want beds on there, we can put beds on there, and then they are a problem for you guys.
Yeah, because you gotta jump down.
Yeah, because they're bunk beds.
Yes, no. They'll be hindering terrain. Or
ask for
terrain.
One thing in life.
All right. So, yeah, that's probably about which way you guys were facing with who caught the action and who didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Vesca is watching the empty road when... 5 orcs step out of the woods.
Orcs.
What?
Do you know those guys?
I think Malagog's asleep.
I'm going to need initiative.
Do they look aggressive? I guess so, because
not so good this time.
Maybe they'll just leave us alone while we sleep.
Aldous.
5.
Oh, it's okay.
Drenar.
18.
I love this. Neron.
14.
Vesca.
16.
Stupid pillow under my head.
Malagog.
4.
That's better than last time, right?
Shut up. I was clearly sleeping deeply and thinking of my beloved floor.
Why don't we take a break?
Okay.
Why don't we break the episode this week before the work stack? And
pray
that we get out of this alive. Podcast at MajorSpoilers.com is where you want to send your comments or your questions. And if you do have comments, go over to MajorSpoilers.com. Use the comment section for this episode and fill her up. We love reading them, and so do other people. And remember, until next time, here's hoping all of your dice rolls, I don't know, better than Malagog's?
Hey,
that's not a lot.
Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
This podcast is copyright 2015 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.